Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Vulnerability Podcast. This is Dr. John Stamey live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We've got an exciting topic tonight, and I think everyone's going to enjoy it. You hear that word, joy? Matt Perry, how are you doing tonight? You're part of our crew.
Dr. John, I'm doing very well tonight. I am feeling very joyous. I'm feeling excited to be here, and I'm happy to talk about today's topic.
You texted me, and you said, we need to talk about the importance of joy. And that's a very deep subject. It's a wonderful subject. And what you're talking about is the one thing that makes us all happy. And I think people discount the word happy, but it's a good thing. It's like what we need to be. That's what gives us the impetus to go forward, to do great things and everything. So what do you think about the importance of joy?
You know, as you know, we're here for Vulnerability is Cool, and I feel a lot of times people don't actually allow themselves to feel the joy, to show the joy, to be happy, to be themselves. But we're all striving for that too, which is kind of the paradox to the whole situation. And, you know, I know I try to every single day wake up with that positivity, wake up with that joy. And for me, that's how I woke up today. And I've had that throughout the day. And, you know, when I go on social media and I'm seeing all these less than joyous posts, to say the least, I came on tonight when you asked me what do you, I think, would be a good topic. And I was like, you know what? We need to spread some positivity, and we need to let people know it's okay to be joyous, and we should all be striving to achieve that state of joy, because once you are in that place, it's a really beautiful place to be, Dr. John.
Well, it really is, and if I may, I'd like to share a story with you about what I do for
Absolutely.
A living. Now, people like say, oh, gosh, what do? I sell life insurance. Well, here's what I do. I sell protection. I sell things that if you have a problem, if someone dies, then you get enough money so that it's okay. Things work out. And yes, it sounds kind of crazy, but we do sell joy. We sell protection and coverage to people. And this is absolutely not a commercial for what I do. But what we do is we protect people. And by protecting people, that brings joy to their lives. That keeps the worst day of their lives from being so bad. And I tell that to people, and many of them kind of get it. They really do. Because what we want to do is protect people. We want to help people when they have a problem. And that's a big part of bringing joy to people. I mean, let's face it. You know, when someone dies, there's going to be a problem, but a little bit of money will help. That's the bottom line. So, you know, what I do, and the reason I go out every day, and the reason I go talk to people is because it's important. And it's just amazing when I get into homes and I talk about the importance of this. Those that really care about their families, they get excited, and it's wonderful. And that's what I like what I do. And that's what I liked about this topic, is the importance of joy. Sometimes you've got to bring good things into a time that's not a good one. So that's what I do for a living, and I believe in it. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm always going to be bringing joy to people that are having problems, and that's a good. I know that sounds crazy, but that's my conversational point for the early evening of our podcast.
You know, honestly, I love that, and you know, I actually heard something very similar on the Clubhouse one night, and it was someone I met on there who sells home insurance. So it's sort of the same industry. And, you know, you don't think of it necessarily as providing a service to people, at least from the outside. And hearing this man's passion was very similar to what I just heard from you, Dr. Dumb. And it highlights the idea, I think, as well, that joy is a choice. You can choose to look at how you view a certain job, for example, or view a certain event. And what I'm hearing from you is you see value in your career. You find value that it has for other people. And as such,
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. And that same choice that you use in your mindset for that is the same that I had today to wake up with that I'm going to have a really joyous, positive day. And look at it. It turned out to be joyous and positive.
Well, we have an old phrase down here in the South called can't, never, could, do nothing. So let's break that down. Can't. No, I'm going to have a bad day. It's going to be horrible. Well, can't, never, could, do nothing. And that is correct. My mother taught me that. And she said, always be in a good mood. Try to make people happy because that will help you. And she was right. She was a person. She was, God knows, she was one of the most wonderful people in the world. And she made people happy. People really liked her. And she changed people's lives around because she made them happy. And I think that's very important. You and I, Matt, you and me, we can take people's lives and turn them around because we're excited and we're happy. And I think happy is a great synonym for joy. Do you agree with me on that?
I do. I absolutely agree with you. And what I would like people to know is that it truly is a choice and it is an internal state. You know, I feel like a lot of times we say, well, we'll be happy if this happens, if I get the career, if I get the college placement that I want, if I end up, you know, earning six figures or have seven figures in the bank. All of that is nonsense. The choice is really within ourselves. To choose that I'm going to be joyous, to choose that I'm going to be positive and spread that happiness to other people. So the choice is yours.
Well, it really is. And Napoleon Hill, and this is someone that probably a lot of people don't know about because he wrote this book in 1928. It was called Think and Grow Rich. It was the first book about the power of positive thinking. And if you think about good things happening to you, they will. And I'm a living example of it. Sometimes I used to be in the past, I would be upset. I would wake up. I would be upset. I would be mad or whatever. And bad things happened to me. And I woke up one day and I said, you know what? I ought to be just thankful for what I've got. And let's pray a little bit on this show because prayer is a good thing. And I said, you know, I'm just going to change everything because nothing's going right. And believe it or not, things went better. My manager at my life insurance company said, if you wake up and believe you will not sell a policy, then you won't. But if you believe you will, you will, and you will be helping the family. And that's what we believe in, that the philosophy that I have learned, and I think it's very important to realize, number one, you're helping other people. When you have a good attitude, and the power of positive thinking is magical. It brings other people along, don't you think?
Completely agree. And I'm not sure we've gotten into this much at all, honestly, over the past 6 or 7 weeks we've been doing this. But a lot of my journey, a lot of my health, spiritual journey started with my mom. And, you know, we just recently had Mother's Day this past Sunday, and unfortunately my mom passed on from a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She also had cancer. She also was a stroke survivor as well. So she had quite a journey for many years herself. And watching her battle was profoundly transformative for myself. And a lot of it was because of the values she exuded. She epitomized joy every moment of every single day. Here you had someone who was paralyzed with illness, was bedridden and paralyzed in her 40s, a beautiful person inside and out, who was unable to raise the man that stands right here and speaks on this podcast tonight. Think about the pain that she must have had. But every single day, she woke up with positivity. And she found joy in the smallest things possible. And when I was there, when I was able to come see her, even for just a half an hour, the joy, the light that sparked in her eye was enough to carry her forward for days or weeks or even months until I saw her next. And that story, that strength and symbolism that my mom had is what fires me up every single day. It's what has me here, what's created Vulnerability School. So I'm not sure we've actually had this discussion, John, but certainly is what inspires me every day. And I'm, again, so grateful and blessed to be here and be here with you.
Well, I guess we both had the same kind of mom. My mom was, to me, the most wonderful person. She did great things for me all the time. And she said, you know, I only wanted to have one kid because I wanted to do the best possible job. And she did. And I know she's hearing me right now saying that she was absolutely the best. And, you know, I think those of us that were fortunate enough to have good mothers, we're talking about mothers because we're on the post-eve of Mother's Day. You know, those that had great mothers have been able to accomplish a lot. Not that others haven't, but it has helped, don't you think, to have a good mother, a good caring mother, and someone that really loved you. Don't you think that was important?
It's pivotal. And, you know, I'm not sure when, you know, what I don't know. So you said your mom has passed on as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not sure how long she was in your life for, but for me, you know, my mom got really ill when I was like 10 or 11, and then she passed on when I was 20, 28 now. So she's been gone for about 8.5 years. But I think the message as well, and I think it ties into joy too, that it's not the quantity of time we spend with someone. It's the quality of time by which we spend it. Because someone can be a part of your life for even such a short period of time. She was truly, in terms of the day-to-day raising of me, only in my life for about a decade. But her power, her vision, her way she carried herself is going to reverberate in my life for every single moment of every waking moment of my life. And I think that's a really also big, important value that we all need to remember, too.
Absolutely it is. And, you know, my mother was in my life for 40 years. And, sometimes I was a bad kid. Sometimes I didn't like my mom. Sometimes we were at odds. But I'll tell you what. The end game is in the last 20 years since she has passed, I realized what a wonderful person she was. And isn't it funny? The longer you live, the more you realize that your parents were very, very smart. They were so smart. They got us to this point. They did great things. And that's what I think about my parents. It's a little tough sometimes. But we always start thinking about what a great job our parents did, at least for those of us that had good parents. And I'm very sorry for those that did not. I really am. And some didn't. But some of us were just so lucky. Well, you there, Matt?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Doc. Yeah, sorry, got kind of muffled there at the end. Yes, I completely agree, Dr. John, and sorry for the lag there. I completely hear you. And having good mothers, it's so, so pivotal to people's development. And from the sounds of it, sounds like we both have had our own tremendous blessing in this regard. And it probably plays a massive role in how we do carry ourselves, how we do show that joy in every aspect of our life. And I love that you brought up about Think and Grow Rich. That's a really great book. And it's a reminder that joy is connected with wealth. Wealth is not just financial. Wealth is a wealth of love, a wealth of joy, a wealth of health. And those all come down to mindset. Those all come down to choice. If you are healthy, choosing to be healthy. If you're joyous, you're choosing to be joyous.
This is a very important topic. It really is. And this is something that everybody needs to understand, that we've got to be happy. We've got to celebrate great things. Don't you agree?
Completely. Absolutely. And when you can be in what would be called sort of a high vibratory state, everything gets attracted in that manner. And you were saying it earlier that like attracts like. So if you're feeling
Absolutely.
Joy, then your experiences attract joy. If you are believing that you are wealthy, then you will attract experiences that will make you wealthy. It all comes down to our own internal state. It all comes down to our own internal choices. So if we want to make a change in our life, then we have to start with ourselves.
Yes, we do. And when you're saying, basically, you were talking about the law of attraction. And this is something that some people believe in, some people don't. And the more people that believe in it, the better off they are, because you attract what you want. Do you agree with that, Matt?
Not only do I unequivocally agree with you, Dr. John, but the people that don't agree with it are the people that are usually the ones that are complaining about their life, number one. Number two, the reason why they don't believe in it is because they're struggling to find that inner joy. They're struggling to actually harness the values that law of attraction ends up helping you with, right? So I would certainly put that out there for all of our listeners. If you don't believe in it, it's because you're not harnessing the values that it teaches. Because I can guarantee you that every aspect of law of attraction 100% works. I've seen it in my own life.
It really does. And if you want great things to happen, they will, if you really want them. But if you don't, they will not. I mean, bad things, you know what, you can draw bad things to yourself. And when you look at people, your friends, and you say, oh, gosh, so-and-so is calling. Gosh, do I really have to talk with him? Well, you know what? You should change that and you should say, wow, the fact is they called me. They wanted to talk to me. And so let's talk to them and see what kind of good things. Because sometimes I get that way a little bit because I work a lot and I get kind of tired sometimes. But I realize that everybody that calls you, and this is an important thing, everyone that calls you, you've got to give them their time, and you've got to promote them. You've got to promote them to themselves. And if you do that, my goodness, you wouldn't believe what can happen. It's great because treat people well, and they will treat you well, and they will give you great things in kind. They really will. I'm dying to share a story with you. Is that okay, Matt?
Absolutely. Before you do, I just want to just quickly jump in and say I completely agree, and I just think even the way that this right here has manifested in our lives, right? Here I created a group a few months ago. You know, I was putting out to the universe, like, I would love to get as much exposure in our project as possible. And then I had the blessing and privilege to meet you, and here we are every single week promoting the values that we put forth within Vulnerability School. And now you're doing a lot of things with promoting, you know, not only our group, but also the values that we find important. So I love how the law of attraction works. It works every single time. But that said, I'd love to hear your story next, Josh.
It really does. Okay, I guess I'm going to go ahead and tell the truth. I'm going to go ahead and tell you the whole story. A very good friend of mine, her name is Robin, and she is my partner in my floral business in Lexington, South Carolina. And she does a lot of traveling because she is a bit of a well-known speaker in the area of Bigfoot. And that's probably not what you expected to hear, but she really is. And as tired as I was tonight, I was so tired, I worked 13 hours. But she called me, we got on the phone, she wanted to talk. And I said, sure, let's talk. She told me the most amazing story about a little kid that had been captured by Bigfoot. And his parents were very distraught. And she told them, she's a psychic, and she told them the story of what actually happened to their little kid. He was 3 years old, and he was not taken care of by a church group that was in charge of him. And it was so wonderful that she was able, as a psychic, to figure out what happened. She really put the parents at ease that the little kid was okay in the afterlife. Now, I know that's not what you expected to hear, but she was able to tell the parents and communicate with them from the kid in the afterlife to them right now. And it put them at peace and at ease. And there's a lot of evidence that this little kid went through that exact story that she told. And as crazy as it is, the joy that she brought to them to tell them the truth from the afterlife was very important. And I have the Ryan Institute of Parapsychology. And I've been through a lot of these stories where psychics can actually tell parents what happened to their kids. It's so important. And as weird as it sounds, it's a great thing. And it brings joy to them. So there are lots of ways. And this is just, I guess, part of my life because I run the podcast Scarycat. And we deal with, the paranormal. The paranormal is very real to a lot of people, including me. So those of us that can communicate the thoughts to other people, we can do great things. Craziest thing you've heard on Vulnerability is cool. But it delves into the paranormal, and we believe that we can help, some of us can help people understand what may have happened to their kids, their grandkids, to their brothers and sisters, or their friends. And oh my goodness, I can't wait to hear your comments.
I love that story, Dr. John. And so part of my healing journey has done a lot with energy healing. So that could be, acupuncture, qigong, you name it. And a lot of that is dealing with the metaphysics, a lot of about our metaphysical reality. And a number of people I've worked with have intuitive or psychic abilities. So It's something that I fully believe in. And actually, I was having a healing earlier today, and actually apparently my mom came through through that healing session, and she was able to actually help. And I firmly believe in I believe in that. And I think there's so much in our world that is unseen, and the more that we open up to it, we open up to the joy and the gifts of life, because life is so much more expansive than I think that we're conditioned to think and believe. And again, when you open yourself up towards any possibility, you open the door to that creation. Our minds are expansive. You know, even, you know, what's accepted in traditional science, right? I think we hear something like 8 to 10% of our brain is actually used. That's it. 8 to 10% of our total brain capacity is actually something we utilize. That means we have 10 to 12 times our actual brain capacity that is not used. Think about opening doors to new possibilities. Think about what is possibly out there. So, Dr. John, you and I are totally on the same wavelength with this.
Well, I think that's great, and I appreciate the fact that we are. I mean, you know, it took me a long time to develop this sense of what we can do with our brain. It started when I was a senior in college, and I found a young man that was a classmate of mine, and he was a psychic. And he told me the following thing. He said, being a psychic is like having a virus. The more you're around it, the more you're going to get it. And that's all you have to realize. And trust your instincts. Now, it took me a long, long time to do that. But I found out that he was right. And then he kind of vanished from my existence. I can't find him or anything. I used to find him all the time. I could call him up and everything, but he's gone. But I guess he left his message with me. And it's very important that people need to realize that the more we think about this, the more we want it to happen, it will happen. And I think you've just said that. I think it's important that the more you want these psychic things to happen, these otherworldly things that are very real, the more you want them to happen, they will happen.
Absolutely. It really feels like it's the theme of the night. I mean, it always keeps coming back to the theme of joy. But a lot of it is about choice, and a lot of it is about faith. Faith and also opening up the possibilities. And when you throw the combination of that together into a stew, that is when you create the best life possible. I know for me that if we had this discussion 5 years ago, I would have answered it radically differently. But for me, with my healing journey, when you're in a place where your health is suffering, you need to latch on to something. You have to latch on to faith. And through my own battles, throughout my own struggle, you trust in that process. And through all the energy healings, I've had to face a lot of really hard energies and some difficult experiences, reliving a lot of that to process it. And good vibe, that positive mindset, that strong faith, you open yourself up to believing in a brighter, bigger, more optimistic tomorrow. And that comes with all the different opportunities and all the different possibilities with that, both physically, metaphysically, you name it.
You're 100% right on that. I can tell a story here. I love Facebook. Do you like Facebook?
I love Facebook. I think it's the best social media out there.
It really is. I was I have a podcast called Scary Cat. That is about the paranormal. And I'll go ahead and tell my secret. Where do I find some of my guests? I kind of lurk around on Facebook. And, you know, when Facebook says, you might know so-and-so or you might want to contact so-and-so, you know, when they do that. And so there was one morning it said, you know, in the list it was John LeMay. And John LeMay will not mind me telling this story. He's become one of my best friends. He's a very famous paranormal author and all. So I'm sitting there, and it said John LeMay, so I sent him a friend request. And about 3 minutes later, I got this reply and said, hey, how's it going? And so we talked a little bit. And I said, you know what? I'm always looking for really good authors and things like that on the paranormal. I would be interested in talking with you about being on my show. And his remark was, I was really hoping you would ask me. I mean, that, and here's why that's important. I am now producing the pilot film of his show. I mean, it has gone that far. He has introduced me to one of my very best friends. The joy in having a friend that I have met. I've never met him, but yet his, you know, he speaks without bound. He's got so many books. He's got so many articles. He hosts so many shows on television, and he's my buddy, and I call him like once a week, and we talk, and we strategize. The sheer joy of meeting someone online that has become such a good friend. He's actually my guest the first week of every month on my show, Scary Cat. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know what to say. I got so lucky, but not necessarily. It was just time to meet someone that cool and that wonderful and that famous. He just wanted to be part of my world. So the joy of that has been great. He's introduced me to one of my best friends, a guy named William H. Cox II, Billy the Kid, long history, and I'll tell you about him more. And we'll actually, he's going to be here for about 3 weeks. We're going to have him on the show, and I think you'll love him. I think he'll fit perfectly. If vulnerability is cool. But you know what? When you get on Facebook, you can meet some of the best people in the world. You can meet some bad, but you can meet some of the really good people in the world. You can. And I'm a testament to that.
Absolutely. And I've also had similar experiences with not only friending people as under the people you may know, but also with receiving many of those requests myself. And some of these people have become some of my best friends. And I feel like it plays along with law of attraction. I don't think things happen by mistake. I feel like we are connected with people on a vibratory level, that like attracts like. And if you're meant to attract someone into your life, they will come one way or another, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's in the day-to-day life, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on, you know, I don't know, ChristianMingle.com, right? Like somehow, some way, you will find a way to meet the people you are destined to be having in your life. And I love that story, Dr. John. And isn't it awesome how something as simple as just receiving a friend request or sending a friend request could result in partnerships that involve, you know, podcasts to creating films to all these things. And think about that. If you were closed off to the idea that you could possibly have something like that happen, it wouldn't have happened. This only happened because you opened yourself up to that, Dr. John. You created that possibility. John LeMay created that possibility. And because you guys were open to that, you guys are co-creating this amazing experience together. And I absolutely love that for both of you guys.
That's right. But now comes the real crux of everything. How did you and I meet? I sent you a friend request. And you have become one of the most fabulous people that I have ever met. And we do this podcast every week because I sent a friend request. And then all of a sudden one day I said, we need to do a podcast. And you said yes, and our friendship has grown. And I think it's wonderful. It was simply from a friend request, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Again, so it's another example. And look, you're building your whole podcast, series over here. It seems like through a lot of your Facebook friend requests. And I'm so glad that you did. And again, that took my openness too. That took my openness to receiving. And part of joy, because I want to try to keep encompassing on our topic, when you act from a place of joy, you act from a place of love and of openness and receptivity. And too many people live in a place of fear and skepticism and lack of those positive attributes. Because if I if I lived in a place of that fear, I could have been like, oh, who's John? Who's John? Like, why is he friend requesting these? I never had that thought. I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, here's another new connection. This is awesome. Maybe I'd love to get to know John more. And then John then is a part of our Vulnerability is Cool family. And then you made a couple posts or reacted to a number of posts. And then we reach out. So see, that joy, that optimism, that openness has led to so much possibility. And that is just one of countless examples of the benefits and magnetism that joy brings.
And it really does. And what I've tried to do, as I've learned more about joy, I try to bring that to what I do for a living. It's like, I've become a better listener. And I think that's important. You've got to be a good listener and understand what people are really saying and ask them questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And in fact, there's a certain joy in asking questions and finding out what's going on. I used to be, somewhat of a scientist. And I would ask a few questions, and I would try to get answers from nothing. But now I talk to people. I spoke with, and I won't say who it is. I have, by the way, I've gone through the training, and I've become a hypnotherapist. And they have taught me to ask lots of questions. And that is probably the single most important thing that you can do, is ask lots of questions and find out answers from people. And it's a wonderful thing. So, the reason I ask you a lot of questions, Matt, is because I want to know more about you, because the more I know about you, the more we can be friends and the more helpful that I can be. And that's just pure joy. It really is.
Absolutely, Dr. John. And again, that's goes to the essence of what we do, vulnerability, right? And that's why vulnerability is so important. It's the basis of growing any friendship, any connection, any relationship. It's being that open. It's being open and receiving of that information. And I love our conversations, both on air here as well as, privately. And I love getting to know about all of your endeavors. And that's how we also grow as people, to learn about, the different experiences or endeavors that you enjoy. And then you teach me certain things about your joys, your passions. And that has been one of the most fulfilling things about running a 1,000-person group from members of almost 70 different countries now, that I get to learn about what makes people tick. What joys do they have? What makes their area special? What's special about their culture, their religion, the food that they eat? What societal values do they have? What is their day comprised of, and what does it look like? And when we can realize that life is truly what you make of it, not only internally, but externally too, right? The area in which we grow up in shapes a lot of the values we might have. And to realize how expansive our world is and how unique we are as people. And the more that we can embrace that diversity, that love, and to realize that we're all in this together, the more love and the more joy that we have, because we realize that the most important thing in life is love, joy, peace, camaraderie, and community.
Absolutely. And I would like to tell about a good friend of mine who is Dan Seals. Dan Seals was the BMI Country Artist of the Year in 1988 and 1989. And he wrote a song called We Are One. He was talking about the fact that we're all the same kind of people. It doesn't matter what we look like, what our skin color is like, or whatever. We're all the same kind of people. We have the same spirit. And I think that's important to what you're talking about. So, and I'm sitting here looking at a picture of Baha'u'llah, and you may not know who Baha'u'llah is. He was the founder of the Baha'i Faith. And I keep a picture of Baha'u'llah with me, because he always brings good things. So whenever I talk about Baha'u'llah, it's great. I'm not a member of the Baha'i Faith, but I certainly understand that he was all about love, and he was all about what we're talking about tonight, which is joy. So that's probably a topic for another time, and I hope we can do it. It's really important to bring joy into your life, bring joy into everyone else's life. Do you agree?
I 100% completely and unequivocally agree with everything that you mentioned, that we really are all one. And I think part of why I was so inspired by putting forth this topic idea was, you know, we had a couple of members tonight. I know last week I sort of gave a shout out to one of our members who is from Colombia. I know there's a lot of tragedy going down, you know, in that country. And then we had another one of our members post about the horrifying acts right now going on in Israel. And there's so much pain. There's so much hurt going on in this world, that if we realize that we really are more similar than we are different, that when we are all truly one human family, and when we can harness that and we can embrace that, and the sooner in which we can do so, the quicker in which we can bring peace into our world, peace into our full, complete human family.
Absolutely, we can. And the more we do that, the better off we'll all be. So all I've got to say is we've had a wonderful conversation about this, and I would like to continue this next week. Would that be okay with you?
Absolutely, Dr. John.
And so what we can do is we can start getting some examples. We can talk between now and then, and see what we can do. I mean, it's just very important. Joy is a great topic. Without joy, we're nobody. Correct?
Absolutely. That's a big formation for our creation, how we show up every single day, how we show up with our friends, our family, our social media. It's such an important aspect of our lives, Dr. John.
Well, it really is. And so all I've got to say is I have enjoyed absolutely being on this podcast with you, and we talked about this, and we've laid a foundation to do some additional podcast. Well, hopefully we'll do podcasts until, as we say, the cows come home. But we have that's an old mountain phrase. So sorry, but we love the mountains. But I'll tell you what, we have got a lot more to talk about in terms of the whole thing. So can we count on you to be on next week and talk more about the joy of what we do and what we can spread? Would that be okay?
Absolutely, Dr. John. I love being here. I believe we're now here now regularly Tuesdays at, I guess, 11. So I'm always fired up to be here with you, Dr. John. And this was the first time we actually had the privilege of just being you and I on the podcast. And despite no matter who's actually on here, I feel like we always have such a successful podcast every single week. So I really want to thank you for your time and your efforts in setting all this up, because we're really adding a tremendous value to not only the members of our community, I'm sure all the members of your podcast series, but then everyone else who gets to tune in and listen to the content that we offer. I really feel that we're offering so much value to so many people. So thank you for being a part of this amazing teamwork.
That's great. And you better be careful, because we're getting ready to go on WLSC AM and FM. We will be on Wednesday night, the night after our podcast, and we're going to be talking with Jack Murphy tomorrow, and we're going to be on an AM station and an FM station, and it's going to be wonderful. So, listen, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We'll see you next week on the Vulnerability Podcast. You're the best.
Have a great night, Dr. John.
You too.